We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're beginning two lines from the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Lishna Achrina. It's another halacha about sleeping in a sukkah, in a canopy, in a sukkah. And it's just a different lashon of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel's halacha before. Amri la Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Muta Lisha Mekilas Chasana Besukkah, Lefisha Ein La Gag. In this case, we're talking about a fourth type of structure. It's called a kilas chasanim. Kilas chasanim is 10 tefachim high, and it doesn't have a gag. It's like naklitim, and it's a gevaya asara. Even if it's a gevaya asara, it's kosher. Because we're saying it's a temporary structure that has no gag, then even if it's 10 tefachim high, the halacha is, it is kosher, and it's not a problem to sleep in here in the sukkah. It's not going to make a problem sleeping in the sukkah. Kasha. It says in the Braisa, what? There's something there, yeah, it's not a tefach on top. It comes to a point. It's down this way. It has the two poles, but it's not a kavua digger thing. It's a kilas chasanim. Basically, there's a kila, is the temporary kinoifis and the temporary naklitim. This is like a temporary naklitim, which means it only has two poles, not four poles. And there he's saying, different than before, he was talking about a kilas chasanim that went on four poles. And that would have to be less than asara. Here he's saying it could be more than asara since it has no gag and it's temporary, it's good. So meisve hayosham bekila besukkah. It says in the Braisa, if someone sleeps in a kila in a sukkah, lo yotze de chavasai. You're not yotze. So before the Gemara says hacha begvay asara. So here's gvay asara. So what's the, we say gvay asara? Even gvay asara is mutter. Hacha mayaskinim shesh la gag. This kila is talking about a case where it has a gag. It's not a kila that comes to a point. It's a kila that's on four different poles. And since it's on four different poles, therefore, the halacha, what? It's more like the tefach, yeah, I think, and different gvaya asara. So it's a problem. That's the case of the braisa. Mashen ken shmuz halacha, it doesn't have a tefach, it doesn't have a gag. Toshma, I'll bring another rai. It says in the braisa, naklitim shnayim. Naklitim is a type of canopy that only has two poles, and therefore it doesn't have a gag, it doesn't have a roof, it comes to a point. The kinoifis is a canopy with four poles. Arba, piers agave kinoifis, you put a sheet on top of kinoifis, it's pasul. Psula. Agave naklitim, you put on top of naklitim, it's kshera, it's kosher. Naklitim, but be careful, naklitim shouldn't be above the mita, 10 tvachim. How gavayim in amita, sorry, if it's from the bed up to the top of this naklitim, asara, 10 tvachim, it's psula. Apishen lagag, even there's no gag. So it's a kasha on Shmuel over here. Rabbi Shmuel saying that a kilas chasanim it's kosher, even a gevaya asara because it has no gag. Here we see naklitim is kosher, apishen lagag. Here we see naklitim is possible by asara, apishen lagag. And for the Gemara, shan naklitim the kvi. Naklitim is different because it's kavua. So if it's kavua, above asara will be possible. For eitim arkasha, it kavi lav kenayfis. If it's kavua, let it be even less than asara problem. Let it be like kenayfis. That's the Gemara's kasha. Ikvilu have a kenayfis. So Tais Rosh asks, I don't understand the kasha. Kenayfis has a gag, it doesn't have a gag. So what's your question? It could be like kenayfis. So Tais Rosh answers that if you're saying that it's not choshev, it's not called a gag because it's not high asara, so then what's the difference? We're saying over here naklitim asara is a problem. Because it's kavua. Less than asara, it's good. So what do you see? That you see it has to be asara in order to be choshev. But you see still the kinoifis, even less than asara, is a problem. So what should be the difference? You say like this. Naklitim is also above asara. Naklitim is also, right? Why is it also? I has no gag. Teretz is kavua. So what's the nakuda? Kavua. If the kavua is the nakuda, so let it be also even less than asara. Because you're not working with a gag. We're not working with a gag over here. We're not working with a gag. That's the Gemara's kasha. It could be like kneifis. And for the Gemara, no. Legabi kneifis like kavi. Legabi ki like kavi. It's a different level. Kneifis is more kavua than naklitim. But legabi kilo, it's more kavua. So it comes out, there's three levels. There's kilo, which is not kavua. And there, even above asara, is fine. Then you have naklitim, which also has no gag. But there, it's more kavua than kilo. And less kavua than kneifis. So above asara, it's no good. Less than asara, it's good. Kinoifis, even below asara, is no good. Why? Because it's kavua. That's what comes out, the different levels of the shittas. Doris Rav Huna, mut lisha mekila avishesh lagag avishvay asara. Comes Rav Huna and says, you're allowed to sleep in a canopy, a kila, even though it has a gag, and even though it's kavaya asara. And not like we had from Rav Yehuda Mashmul. Because here it has a gag, and it's more than asara. So here we're saying this is kosher. What's pshat? So the Gemara, come on, this is Rav Yehuda, like the Shita of Rav Yehuda, which we don't hold like. Rav Yehuda says, the Amalei Osi Oil Ara Mavata Oil Kva. Oil Ara is not Mavata Oil Kva. It's Rav Yehuda Shitasa who holds that the sukkah is called a deer's kva. And therefore, oil Ara, a temporary thing like a bed or a canopy, will not be Mavata the Oil Kva. We bottle to that. That's not. Rav Yehuda, no yigim ayinu lishatachas amita b'nei hazakenim. We used to sleep under the bed in front of the zakenim. They didn't tell us anything. So Rav Yehuda holds it's mutter to sleep under a bed on sukkahs, even in sukkah, that's kosher. So freit the gemara, v'leim lach Rav Yehuda. Why don't you say? Why did Rav Yehuda make up his own case? You say lach Rav Yehuda. Yomah lach Rav Yehuda havamina hanim lemita. You think dafka amita you let us sleep under it? Like abas, it's not really made as an oil. It's not made as a tent. It's made to sleep on top of it. Maybe a canopy which you made to sleep inside it, maybe that's called a tent and it's a problem. Kamash Malon, Rabbi Rav Huna is telling us no. The time with Rav Yehuda is because the Osi Oil Arai Mavata El Kva. Because Oil Arai is not come and Mavata El Kva, and therefore Loishna Mita, Loishna Kila, they're both kosher. Saya Mita and Saya Kila is kosher because the Osi Oil Arai Mavata El Oil Kva. And therefore they're both kosher. So Akapanim, we don't pass like that. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Avada, if it's 10 tefachim high and it has a gag, a kuliyam, you can't sleep in it. If it's not no gag and it's 10 tefachim high and it's a kilas chasanim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could. And we had all different type of naklitim, which is, also has no gag, that's totally in kavua. So less than asara, it's good. More than asara is not good. And kinoifis, even below asara, is no good. And you can't sleep under it in the sukkah. Zok to Mishnah Vayta. Hidlo aleha as a geffen. We had a little about this before on Daf Tesa and Beis. Now coming back to this is the Mishnah. If you take a vine and you schlep it over the sukkah, hidlo aleha as a geffen, vasadilas, and gourds, vasakisos, some kind of moss, some kind of vine, vasichach agaba, you put schach on it, psula. The halacha is possible. Why? Because geffen, las, akisa, apostle, schach. Vasichach har, man, but if you have roivs, kosher, schach, so then it's bottle. Or you should cut, so you cut it, ksheira. Zaklal, then it's kosher. Zaklal, how do you make kosher eschach? First of all, it can't be mechuber, it can't be attached. And moreover, you need kolshu mekabel tuma ve'im gedul ba'aretz. If it's mekabel tuma, which means it's a keli, or it's not, it doesn't grow from the ground like a skin from an animal. Eim esachibah, you can't use that eschach. Chol davar she'ein mekabel tuma, if something's not mekabel tuma, it's not a keli, it's not a utensil. Ve'gedul ba'aretz, and it grows from the ground, esachibah, like bamboo sticks. That's not a kli. And it grows from the ground, so you can use a v'schach. Same thing as branches. Any branches that are detached, you can use v'schach. But anything that's a keli, unless you have a pot or a pan, or anything that's metal, because a pshutik metal, a piece of metal is always mekabel tuma, or a piece of wood that's made into a pot, you cannot use that for v'schach. So the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to handle the sugya of tasev lo yimna osui. Because it says in our Mishnah that if you have these vines over your sukkah, all you do is snip it, and good to go. Even though it's sitting on your sukkah already. So Yosef Rav Yosef came to Rav Huna, but Yosef Kamar. Rav Yosef sat in front of Rav Huna and he said, "Oishikatzin ksheira." That the Mishnah said that if you cut it, it's kosher. Va'omer Rav tzarich l'naneya. Rav Yosef said over that Rav says you have to naneya the schach. Means after you cut it, it's not enough. You have to pick up every piece of pasul schach and put it back down. Because you have to put it down, it has to be put down, shem sukkah. Here was a pasul schach. You have to put a kosher schach. So therefore you have to pick it up and put it back down. Tzarech l'naneya. Omale Rav Huna, Hashmul Amra. Huna says, that's Shmuel, says Tzarech l'naneya. So Hadrin Rav Yosef Lapa, Rav Yosef turned around, he's upset that he's correcting him. Rav Huna was correcting him and said, it's not Rav Shmuel. Va'omale, so Rav Yosef tells him, Oto mi kemi lach lo'em Shmuel. Did I say it wasn't Shmuel? I just said it's Rav. I'm a Rav. I'm a Shmuel. What are you mechanish me? Shmuel came. Shmuel also. I didn't say Shmuel didn't say. I said Rav said it. Amalei Rav Huna. Rav Huna tells Rav Yosef. This is what I mean to tell you. Hach kamilach. The Shmuel Amra veloy Rav. This is Shmuel Shita and not Rav. Why? The Rav achshuri machsher. Rav holds if you snip it, it's kosher. Without picking it up. Al naneya. Why? Cause a story. Kihad Rav Amram Chasida Roma techelt lepozuma de inche beisay. Rav Amram Chasida held that ladies are chayiv in tzitzis. Like Rashi explains, he holds Laila is man tzitzis who? If the night is man tzitzis, it's not a mitzvah to say it's man grama. A lady is a chayiv in tzitzis. So he held that ladies are chayiv in tzitzis. So he put on his wife's beged, he put on tzitzis. Now, he put it on before he snipped it, which means he took a few strings and doubled them over, put it through the hole, made knots and the gedilim, and then he snipped each piece. Yeah, if you have a picture, look at the picture. Then he snipped each piece that was doubled over. He snipped it. So when he put it on, it wasn't kosher tzitzis. Then he snipped it. So it's chayav tasav lo min asui. But tzitzis also says o gedilim tasalach can't be tasav lo min asui. So here also, so your problem on tasav lo min asui because when he put it on, it was possible. Now I snipped it and became kosher. Oh, memela. So what was halacha there? So he said, Rama Tchiltla presumed the inche base, tell him like Pasak Rosh Chutim. He tied it without snipping it into two, the Chutim yet. Rosh Chutim Shlehem. Also came Rav Chiyah Ba'ashi, Amalei Hachem Rav. He told him, this is what Rav says. Mavsikon, you cut it, then kashayim, and it's kosher. What do you see from here? I had the problem, Tassim Lehman also. Alma Psikosav Zuasi Yasam. Cutting it is called Asiya. It's not a problem, Tassim Lehman also. Hachinami Psikosav Zuasi Yasam. The snipping it, that is the Asiya. That is the Asiya, snipping it is the Asiya. So he wants to say here also by the Sukkah, same thing. So what Rav Huna was saying is that Rav doesn't hold like Shmuel. That's Shmuel. Rav holds, it's Mutter, you don't have to be there. Why? Because I snipped it, that alone is a Maisa of making it into Schach. Right, the Marakash and Shmuel doesn't hold Psikosim Zuhar Siyasam, and some of Shmuel, Leir Minam, by Titzis, Psikosim Leir Zuhar Siyasam, but Tani Shmuel, Shmuel is a bright Shmuel Rav Chia. Hit those snake crons vazachas. Let's say you did two corners of tzitzis at one time. You put one string that was double over eight times, put it in, or really four times, put it through both holes or both corners, and then afterwards you snipped it. After you tied them and you made them into tzitzis, you snipped it. The ends, you snipped it into two. The loch is, it's kosher. So what do you see? You see that cutting it is asiya. My life should kosher v'acha paisach. You first tied it and then you snipped it. So the more loy shapaisik, you first snipped it v'acha kosher, then you tied it because the ikar mitzvah is tying it. Frey the gemara paisach v'acha kosher. My lemer, what's the chiddush? You caught it. And what's the problem? Mao the tema beinon kanaf b'shatz psil. Maybe when you psil, when you thread it through the hole, it has to be threaded through one hole, not two holes. It says kanaf psil techeles. You put it on a corner, one corner at a time, not two corners. So being with kanaf b'shatz psil leka, maybe you have to put it into one corner at a time. Kamash v'lah, no. But of course, before you tie it, you have to snip it. So it's not a raya that Shmuel holds. It's k'sasas v'siyasam, and still a machlekes. Rav and Shmuel.